Taking care of your health can sometimes feel like a lot of work, but it doesn't have to. With AG1, I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from whole foods. And all it takes is one scoop mixed with water each day. It really simplifies what I need to do each morning to take care of myself. Now the thought of taking multiple supplements sounds exhausting. Instead, just one daily scoop of AG1 covers my nutrient gaps and supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle. I know when I drink it daily, I'm going to feel that extra boost, and I can tell the difference. I also really appreciate that every batch of AG1 has gone through a rigorous testing process, so you know it's safe. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them now for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. And they have a great deal for our listeners. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Go check it out.
Today is Tuesday, June 25th. What we now know about new sanctions against Iran and a new rule that could change the entire U.S. healthcare system, I'll explain. Plus, Apple's latest update and a warning about it, and when to expect Amazon Prime Day. And a quick note from our friends at the Primary Ride Home podcast. Listen every weekday evening for news from the campaign trail. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. New details now about the sanctions President Trump ordered on Iran this week. He called them hard-hitting. The Washington Post reports the U.S. is now blocking Iran's leader and other top officials from using foreign financial resources, meaning any institution or government around the world that pays Iranian officials significant amounts of money could face economic penalties from the U.S. The new restrictions are meant to punish Iran for shooting down a U.S. spy drone last week, but they're also meant to add pressure. Trump wants to force Iran's leaders into more talks about nuclear weapons. The U.S. wants Iran to sign a new nuclear deal after the U.S. pulled out of the first one last year and put other tough restrictions on Iran then, too. Now the AP cites Iran state-run media that says the country's reaction to the new sanctions is that they mean, quote, permanent closure of diplomacy between the two countries, which is not a great sign. Stay tuned. President Trump wants healthcare pricing to be more transparent, so we signed an executive order to make it happen. The idea is for hospitals and their doctors to show patients the cost of a visit or a procedure up front, including what the insurance company will pay and what the patient will pay out of pocket. That would be a big change from how it usually works now, when patients get the bill after they receive the services, sometimes weeks later. The Wall Street Journal reports Trump thinks this will lower prices and give patients more power because they'll have a chance to shop around for the best prices. But critics say it'll do the opposite and push prices up, not down, because doctors and hospitals would want to know what competitors are getting from insurance companies and ask for more money. Either way, the Department of Health and Human Services is now supposed to come up with specific rules to get this started within 2 months. A lot of details still need to be worked out. Still, CBS News says assuming it all goes through, it could be a sweeping overhaul of the healthcare industry. Another sexual assault allegation against President Trump, but Trump calls it a flat-out lie. E. Jean Carroll, who wrote for Elle magazine, wrote in her book that Donald Trump forced himself on her in a fitting room in the mid-90s, and the New York Times talked to two of her friends who say yes, she told them about it at the time. Carroll says she was too afraid to come forward for 2 decades and says other men in the industry have assaulted her as well. Trump told The Hill that she's not his type and it never happened. He says he's never met her, although the two were photographed together at a party in the 80s, but the context of that picture is not clear. Other officials say Carroll is just trying to promote her book. Carroll is now one of several women who have accused Trump of sexual misconduct or inappropriate behavior. Carroll told CNN she thought about her own experience when the now infamous Access Hollywood video from 2005 came out, showing Trump talking about groping women. Trump since apologized for that, calling it locker room talk. Europe is bracing itself for a record heat wave, specifically France. The Weather Channel reports the country could see some of the hottest June temperatures ever recorded. The heat wave is expected to peak during the middle of this week. Temperatures will climb to more than 100 degrees. The Guardian reports authorities have already warned kids and senior citizens to stay inside because of this. They say it's unprecedented because of how hot it is in early June, when usually the extreme heat comes later in the summer. It's official. The 2026 Winter Olympics will be in Italy. The Olympic Committee voted for Milan and Cortina in Italy over the other finalists, Stockholm, Sweden. NBC News reports out of 82 votes, more than half voted for Italy. This won't be the first time Italy is holding the Olympic Games. The Olympics were there in 1956 and again in 2006. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor who helps make this show possible, Ancestry. Each of our families has a story, and I find it fascinating to learn more about the people and places in those histories. So if you're like me and you ever wondered where your family came from, or you want to feel more connected with your past, then check out Ancestry. The Ancestry DNA test gives you geographical and historical insights that can be combined with billions of historical family records. Ancestry's unique features and record collections can give a more complete picture about the people from your past, from their travels to what they did for a living. For example, I discovered there were men on both sides of my family who were tailors, as well as how my grandparents survived World War II. And I got to see actual travel records and pictures and newspaper clippings to back up all of the details. And it's easy to get started. Go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy and you can get 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. And be sure to follow up with the free trial after that to complete your story. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. The most difficult launch ever. That's what SpaceX founder Elon Musk called the overnight launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket. TechCrunch reports the rocket took off for the third time, but in its first ever nighttime launch. Why was it the most challenging yet? Business Insider reports it's because of how much the rocket was carrying. It was holding 24 satellites, weighing about 8,000 pounds, as well as an atomic clock for NASA, which may change the way astronauts and robots navigate space, and a spacecraft with the ashes of more than 100 people in it, which will orbit the Earth for 25 years. The late night launch was delayed, but eventually happened as planned. Apple's new software, iOS 13, is here. Well, at least a test version of it. TechCrunch reports Apple just released a beta of the software for iPhones and iPads to the public, which means you can try it out now if you want before the full version is released to everyone in the fall. But remember, because it's the test version, there will likely be some bugs and issues. And that's kind of the point. Apple plans to keep releasing beta versions every few weeks this summer to iron out all the kinks before the official release. Some of the new features include dark mode for the iPhone, a change to the Photos app, like organizing and editing options, changes to the Apple Maps app, like new and improved data, and new widgets to the iPad, and more. You can download the software update on Apple's beta website, but if you do want to try this out, CNBC says be careful and don't install it in your primary devices just yet, because it is buggy and some apps won't work. Amazon is getting ready for its longest Prime Day ever, as in Amazon's early version of Black Friday, with all sorts of sales and discounts. The company announced today this year's Prime Day will be 48 hours, starting July 15th and lasting 2 days. TechCrunch says Amazon has essentially given some stuff away at cost during these sales in an attempt to get more attention and even break records, like last year's Prime Day, when Amazon saw more sales within 1 day than ever before. Expect to hear more about this as Amazon prepares and gets celebrities to promote it. For the first time in the studio's 100-year history, Warner Brothers has a woman as a CEO. The Verge reports former BBC executive Ann Sarnoff will take the top spot. Her predecessor left the company after allegedly helping boost an actress's career while they were having an affair. The Verge reports Sarnoff will still be the only woman at the executive level among Warner Brothers and its parent company, Warner Media, which, by the way, is owned by AT&T. She takes the lead as the company focuses on its upcoming streaming service that will include HBO and other TV and movies. More details are expected this fall. Researchers spotted a giant squid in U.S. waters for the first time, and they even caught it on camera. The rare footage shows the squid for about 30 seconds and its tentacles slowly creeping toward the camera. USA Today reports the squid was in the deep sea about 100 miles southeast of New Orleans in the Gulf of Mexico. Researchers captured video as they tried to figure out what a lack of sunlight does to animals. They're observing marine life in the so-called midnight zone, which is more than 3,000 feet below the ocean's surface. And that's it. You are all caught up. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day. Hey, it's me again. Don't forget to check out the Primary Ride Home podcast. It's another short daily show like this one, but it's all about news from the campaign trail. And there's a lot to know when the first presidential primary debate is tomorrow. You'll get ongoing polling data, who's up, who's down, and what issues are getting traction over time. And because it comes out in the evenings, it's a great add-on to this show, if you're a political junkie. Just search your podcast app and subscribe to Primary Ride Home.